This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Business of entertainment now, on the day the movie Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice comes out, and a moment of truth for Warner Brothers. Marketplace's Adrian Hill joins us now from Los Angeles. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, David.
So what are the stakes for the studio Warners?
Well, it's got to feel like the fate of the planet really rests on the success of this film. Warner Brothers had a rough year at the box office last year, and its hopes really have been riding on Batman versus Superman. The studio spent something like $250 million on the movie itself, reportedly another $150 million or more on marketing. So it's a lot, even by Hollywood standards. But more than that, they're hoping this is going to launch the whole DC comic movie universe franchise to rival some of the success that Disney has had with Marvel.
You know, funny though, I was just thinking what the world really needs right now is more superhero movies.
Right? I mean, they're where the money is right now, so you got to milk it. Deadpool had made more than $700 million. The most recent Avengers brought in nearly $1.5 billion, and Warner Brothers wants in on that. So there's a whole slate of DC films they have planned. Wonder Woman, The Flash, two Justice League films. They're working on plans for a movie about Aquaman, all told something like 10 movies over the next 5 years, sort of riding on the success here, or hopeful success, if you're Warner, of Batman v Superman.
And not to spoil the party here, but do the reviews I've been reading make any difference at all? They've not been good, but I guess they spent $150 million on marketing, so who cares?
Right. Well, you got to be nervous, I think, if you're Warner Brothers. What I have read so far about that is everyone expects opening weekend will be big. The question is whether or not this movie can have the sort of tail that Avengers has had, that Star Wars had before that. If people are disappointed, they're not going to tell their friends. It's not going to be the kind of thing that goes and goes and goes. So we'll see.
Now, Adrian, I understand before we go that one of the earliest meetings on record of Batman and Superman happened on the radio?
It did. By some accounts, the very first time they hung out was back in 1945 on a radio show called The Adventures of Superman. And I dug up the first couple parts of a show called The Mystery of the Waxman. So here, Superman rescues a nearly drowned Robin, who tells him, dum dum dum, Batman has disappeared.
Incredulously, Superman stares down at the white-faced boy. Batman, the most powerful and spectacular human in all the world, save for Superman himself, has disappeared. What can this mean?
It means, of course, a thrilling adventure. But I've been unable to find the entire episode, so maybe our listeners can help dig up the rest of it for me. But in that episode, as best as I can tell, this is going to be Batman and Superman working together, not fighting.
And not having emo moments of self-doubt either. Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.